SMMEs are now able to benefit from a debt relief fund, which government has put in place to help alleviate the economic impact of the coronavirus on small businesses. 500 million rand is immediately available to provide relief. And John Bludlow, who's the CEO of the Small Business Institute, joins us now on the line with more. Thanks so much, John, for your time this evening. So we've had, first of all, the Department of Small Business avail 500 million rand, but we've also seen a seed fund for SME relief come through of 150 million rand. We've seen much talked about 2 billion rand fund endowed by donations from both the Oppenheimer and Rupert family. So as a place to start, just how much of a support fund are we looking at here?
Sure. Alisa, thank you for inviting us this evening and for this during this difficult time. So let's put this in a bit of perspective. The first thing to say is obviously we welcome the government efforts, both the small business development initiative of 500 million rand and the Reserve Bank cut last week of the interest rate, as well as the 2 billion rand that has been donated and seeded by the Oppenheimer and Rupert family, as well as the 150 million rand that government has set aside, including, of course, what the commercial banks have done. However, here is the scale of the crisis. The scale of the crisis is that we have 3.9 million people who are employed by the SME space in our country. So if you look at 3.9 million people, the money is not enough. It's a commendable start, but it's not enough. We need more. More importantly, we need two things. We need the new measures to be quantifiable. We need to know how much the entirety of government sector is going to be spending in this. In other words, the UIF, the Compensation Fund, the IDC, and what the Minister of Finance is planning to set aside on the side. Second one is we also need to know the duration of these measures to be deployed in the economy. We keep hearing estimates that the current crisis is going to be with us for the next 3 months to next year or the next 18 months. So we can't have interventions that are so short-term in their outlook. Yeah. We need something that approximates, that equals the task at hand and the challenge at hand.
John, you raise issues around quantum, around duration of that support. Is enough detail now out there post the ministerial addresses this morning on how businesses actually access this capital, you know, qualify and the extent to which they qualify for that relief? So who gets how much at the end of the day and on what basis?
Unfortunately, detail has been missing and has been slow to feed into the system. So we've had to fill, as FBI, we've had to fill a number of frustrated calls. Firstly, with the system and the lack of detail about the criteria of people and SMEs that would qualify. However, to be fair, we have to give the ministry and government a bit of time. With all new systems, there will be teething problems. And I think what we're going through now is not unusual. However, we have to redouble our efforts. We did reach out to the ministry to raise this issue. Obviously, the department has been busy doing the briefings, which are very important and necessary. But we need detail.
Absolutely. And of course, we cannot scoff, you know, first of all, at the funds that are being put on the table. And then secondly, just how much of a mammoth task we've got a department having to deal with here. But we've also got to be critical. What kind of assessments are you expecting to be done around what would constitute a valid claim?
Well, I think the 2 billion rand is a commendable start. And hopefully the other rich big businesses will, as Minister Patel said, join the party and increase the quantum. If you look at what happened in 2008-09 during the global financial crisis, the countries that did emerge successfully on the other side of the crisis acted very swiftly, expeditiously, and then they were very transparent with the measures. They overreacted, but history will judge them to have done the right thing. We can't be too tentative on this. Let us overreact than underreact. 2.9 million jobs is quite a lot in a country where we've got 40% unemployment, 50% of those, 55% of those are youth. They are not employed. So we really need to act with a sense of agency that is required. All of us as South Africans, both big business, the private sector, the banks, and government.
Yeah. That being said, I mean, where we've had commentary come through, I mean, all these interventions structured to match the patterns of SMEs' cash flows as well as the extent of the impact suffered. And I've got to ask you, John, do you see the system deploying the funds fast enough so that these entrepreneurs actually, you know, have the capability to offset what are their costs at the end of every month?
Okay. Our preliminary view is that the system needs quite a bit of refining, and we need quite a lot of information about the criteria. So if you go to the website, if you go to the portal that was set up by government today, this morning, so a guy who's operating somewhere in the village economy has problems in accessing the internet. Mm-hmm. And then ordinarily, they would not be compliant with two things. They would not be paying UIF. They would not have. They would not be registered with the revenue service because they are in the informal economy.
Yeah.
So, how many people have you excluded now? You've excluded quite a bulk of the economy, of the informal sector economy, that we don't know. That's not quantifiable because it's not in the formal system. It's not in the UIF. It's not in the revenue service returns every year. So what we need is we do need information, very detailed, frequently asked questions, easily accessible. So before the lockdown, in the next 24 hours, we urge government to be joining hands with us to ensure that this information reaches all the entrepreneurs and all the SME operators. Otherwise, we'll have this deployed in the economy, but it will lie idle. Yeah. I mean, 2-3 years ago, the former Minister of Small Business Development said, disclosed that there was as much as 15.5 billion rand in the economy, which was set aside by the public sector for SME support. Now is the time to release all this money to the economy.
Okay, well, John, of course, there's still a lot that's left to be answered, and we're going to have to see how this unfolds. In the meanwhile, small businesses have been, of course, requested to enroll at www.smmesa.gov.za, and of course, that site has gone live as of Tuesday, the 24th of March, and that today. So that's the CEO of Small Business Institute, John Glutlu.